supporter our community on Banante Kiribati Voice FM 104.6.
I'm Auri from the Kiribati Voice FM 104.6 with Charles, and I hope you will join me on this language show for the next hour. In the program, we join you and connect you with our Kiribati news from home, community notices, and also interviews and music to entertain you. Namely, men panan Kiribati Voice or I meet and Charles program. They nga taka kaito sa mga pinagay sa kuwaki ina nung temerung. O kanta nga pagtay mo to na pani memerung men nam tapare ko ng warayi. O ino nara ko ng warayo sa narisu ko yay matapu wata yan ng ano paikari ina nung community. Ina pa interview sa nakanakwa na the lawyer kanaro na pa mao ina nung tatayayo. O ay pinta yan ko nan wowo ina nung to tatayayo ang karawarta isumasrawan na pa yay nung tuwa na tiyawa. Kang orang yang rekati metua kan aku na pun mayroon de Pacifica Migrant Services ni kaga tua wiki aku na mauri. Kamain na suaki na ko sina kaukiran de tataro awa dereke. Sina tataro. Tato ata mea muanta maka sika e tau ko ibukin de merung. Sika e tau ko ibukin nam sa suara ina ko ira ino nubungin ni meaura te ian kakapaya ade ereke iroura ni kaga tua pong. Sekarang itu nak pergi bukan tempat orang tempung ayo. Ada zaman ada pernah kais pergi ayo merosu meroran makuri meroror. Entah ayo nunung garawak entah kau orang panan kiripas yo New Zealand ete kiripas voice. Sebisa kau kena ronira memuana ni karuah tu kena. Kapa ayo nape ronira ratan orang apa nere kena pergi bukan ayo mente kau orang ayo orang ayo nape ayo ratan kau orang apa nere kena pergi merung. Oh many ona na pa ngatay meto ay at meron on the program ipuki at poto na mata ay kay ratataro sa tangin ako yung naran ni Yesu Kristo arawya. Amen.
Yesu, kung naukapin at panero na.
pun tekapin Yesu pun tekapin peni arona ane pun mayro ya kain di Seventh Day Adventist Church may kita bas oh ya kalau kita dapat kan yang daratai ya yo ari na mga ari sukari kita tu koran lah risa na peni naya taratara ante men na yo oh yo pun men banante Planet FM Kam na kon nari Planet Audio .org.nz/kiripasi. Oh, ane kam kon ayon ng orat tapo wat tiyan tiyan ko ang rasa sa nakano ko na kaya. Kid the best voice, FM 104.6 with Charles. Oh, today you're gonna nari sugo meta one min kan one pong. I mean, kita I mean, si kana ko the katano tamo awa de ki ayo. Kapeni ho meta kama kuri on New Zealand na yasan kama meta waki ki atango ki. Apeni si tapo ina meta ye yante tuani kama kuri naro nei. Kuri ni kapo waki namma kuri inta mai se yaki ki yante mo ni boe tapa naki. Kei te minimum wage. Iria inde ke yam pongi ni musarawa e awa te wiki e te ipo mia in kan hea sana koro tunga te riri ki mea ni makuri. Tai kari aia pena ia ia yawani kaiko, kuri ina tai nga metam. Nora aro website e www.employment.govt.nz/kiripas. Kana kota ku pake ina metam mea reke ianta tuani ka makuri, are tau kwa sana ngana ki kito ia 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 kwa tai apa ere kena bai yuana kuina o shikunani popoki. Tarapon na kondar context center the bota kini makuri e Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment in the number e akea wanua akea akea wawa akea ruewa akea wawa akea
We in Tawan Bongi on the Kiribati Voice
Ako Maramari on the day on Race Kongani Meta, one mini Kalon Pong, Yon New Zealand, the North Island, South Island, Asurka, Ki Nako Tuvalu, Yon Funafuti, Tuvalu, I mean, Itarawa, Waipai Itarawa, Kiribis. Yon New Zealand, the Strata of Kaitaya, Takinaki, by one of them, and the Makinaki Karao, the Pongayon, Kotakimel Fare, Auckland Central, Napa, Ekarauna, the Ponga Payo, and Makinaki Mazamakarao. Ari kota kime Hamilton, Rotorua, Taupo, Napier, Masterton, Wellington. The I can't tap on a big. Oh no, I take it beyond Wellington. I see korokora te warang nang. In the South Island, I start at Nelson, Blenheim. Take it back korokora te ringa yon Christchurch and make it to Mass in Nicaragua, Timaru, Queenstown, Dunedin, in Chicago. Take it back to Ben and make it to As not enough to yon to Valu, taking a one in the Pongayo, Yagan and the Caro, the Pong at the Carbong, the Canabong, Conopong, or the Tapas, and the Mechanicana, but the one in Nang, Met the Carawa, or Horan Tabubu yon Fnafuti, I to Valu, Pontenapi met the one at the Capobue. As not by Gitarawa, yon Kiribas, taking a keep by one in Nang to Pongayo, and on the Pongating Apong, the Carbong, and the Mechanic the Massim Nicaro. Pung at the Kanemabung and Warangang, Carnabung Tabas and a Mechanic the Massim Nicaro, Koran Takabube, Tenebui. Korangan and Mangin Namahina Takanaki by AC Pong Yantare, the Pong Wabui, the Pong Rayo, Wabui November, and AC Pong Yantare, and tell what the Puin and the morning upon you, and AC Pong Namahina Yantare. Then what we may see on November, and then I buy a Mangamon Tip and Amarina, and a Mangamonus Lamarina, or this Pungia Tankane, a one di Tampa, and to be Mel one di Tampa, Telemenu, Lamarina. Our again, the Timothon Hora, Norida, Namtapore, who really take me, Arakantaning, a potty Timothon Meruoringa, Kawakina Merungim, Kawakina Swante Kawai, or another part of the Bunavitari in the Kawa, who you want to be busy. Tinggal kita kembali nongkrong dengan penan Kiribas Mayon New Zealand at the Kiribas Voice. Awara, kita sanggup ram. Ia adalah kanggur ram. Nari kita pertama ini meroro melihat the lawyer. Ia file tahu. Ani on the program ada di seranda pateli ko siapa senon ia. Nari kita meroro yang ada pada the visa visa. Sakit tu kita tanya kita visa visa. Ibu kita apa? Tapi kan ia rawat tetap tu korai kena mama nang kita anak main nongkrong musrawa Mayon New Zealand. Ayang ini kau kita pasi na. Kangui na pangami kita ang swangi na pangami kawai mi pa kanda metata pa tira ko rin ko roya kanaro na po kuna karekia tinok imain na kumaim na kunusilan tira to pa yan ang kakawa kuna rin karekia ang visa awan nga sa meron rokin ang kanda ino na narkanguran panan kilipas may New Zealand na FM 104.6 awan nga yon kawain ang takangura at ingarik te kameo na kawain sa ang orang kanda at koran ang kanda isa na pati niya kasi kananu
Hey, I'm a knight.
Χωράν και τιμή των ώρα παράν κύριε πας βοήσα ορίγα πάνα κανά κότε με ρόλο μεγκιο εγκάνε με χία φαλέτα ο γιόν τη το πρόγραμμα ιό είναι νον τάινα εγκέ να είναι γιατί τεπέ ουαραγόνο και νερό νουκό να πέγει αικά κοιμό τότο άνε πον με κύριε πας πον με γιόν νουσίλαν να πέγει αγιά λέω τιμή τώρα είναι κόγρα ιό ορίγα κάρο είναι πάμι υποπουσία με κέτε καρόι πάει κάρι και γυρώνο να μην χωμιούν ούτης που τα κοινάρο κατάνοατα πέρα και πού εκεί Μπορεί να ρίξει και να γοήρα, να ρωτάω μου ράγιο, να κάτσω αγένετε λοιπόν. Αν μπορεί να τραπώνει ήρα να πάει για online, να σκώνα να πέντε και να γιον τρίριο. Τραπώνει ήρα να τραμπάρει ακερουέουα, ο ανοίγουα του ουάνα νημεούα, ο ανοίγουα του ουάνα ακία. Ο αν δεν απαγάνε τραμπάγα μόνο η ρίτα και μεγά ήρα να κάνει. Για να άνω από την ρίτα γαμε όρινο γοήμα, τα καντανή από αγωτητή με το ανημέρουν. Αν τότε ήρουν κανένα μεγαρίσουν κανένα με το κοράνα, ήσαν να πέν, νιαγωγή επανακατάγαν το γοήμ. Αίγα για άρε. The Ministry of Commerce, Industry and Cooperative Sane Yon Kiribas San Kawarati Apokoroya Mayana Ayana Koni Korawa Teravitame Ibukin Tayen Paye Kiana Korawa Kipun Mentina Yen Paini Kiribas Yon Tia Mokoroane The Rorona Batekinaki Ade Skarakia Angua Pati Tokora Pidimarina Korawa Kion Mayana Epon Naravitame Tenan Paini Kiribas Eki Akorawa Kimaye Tenan Handicraft To the naked ties, the nan the basket, the go take him the nan man roa, the necklaces, the tanning at the earrings, or the paint the nan bracelets, aki a korog put men the nan the paintari, the nan shells, the nan go take him at the terrari, the nan need the pack, a korog met the nan baskets and that. Oh, and a the travetami and I had a korogi on the atepokoro mayana. I think I get a better one about the trip to Ottoman and Parungayak, put men to Portakayo, met the Ministry of Commerce, the Nikotaki met the Island Council, the Mokret Mayana Island Council. And the Karikaki get on the Makuria Karaoke, the non communicable diseases project. Yon Kawain and Kaina Karikakiani Kito and Rokon Tokina, the Ministry of Health, again, or the Medical Services, okay, the Nikotaki Maya Otabo at the Japan International Cooperation Agency, the Chaika, okay, and I'm a way and the Katakan review can go on and I didn't want the Karikiki, Ayo, need to get a game at the Monakin and Kikoro again, Tiliku Watanga, the Pima Onoa. The trouble about what it is, the technique of the Terari, the men that entered in the Catholic St. Joseph College, Itabuiro, Yapayang, okay, Sandiki Runa Tecanoanga, Ibuki, Ayo Ibuki attained the Korakio Noa, the Ayo Aranapun Atawea Terupia, okay, Tecanoanga de Girona, and Kipaki a round trip, and the Kibanoko PC and a Mengoki. The technique of the government principle we carry the para nikuale ke panguati erekiron mista atawia te kanonga ayo ani ende te manela pa de kirona pon kanonga na pa ayo kona na pa ne kapona na pe bukin te na kapena mona te bo sukuna ion te iare ion pc ane ane te kanonga rere ke i rona ke e kanga ia e iri ana ko ana ana bui ai i mai bo ia te nan a me bo ia ana rona nei rin te kora ki ona ua ante riki aio a e te kena ki pate te kapene ana pen rona wale ke te kena ki pate te Kiribati National Shipping Line Limited ke te kena pate wana na kai buki ate sanu koro ki peso okay ibu kin mga te tono pa yana koro ki te makuriona okay o te aranta kai bugan ate asine marawa okay ha ane ka koro ki kai yani peso ita koro ngai bugin koro wana te awai kana te koro ngai ki tangiri ni kana kokeno kai pa ki ton ma risko ye men banan ki pas aur ngai min tukuna kana yu ha sakana kona pangana me ruru me ia faletau Ako na mewari ki, ala kantani nga kote tima toa ni meru. A te ingari ki te kakaita o kote tima toa na orana parana Kiribas mai New Zealand at the Kiribas Voice FM 104.6. Te itapara, ayo amtapara kona iene re sira. Tapi o te ingi katana wata rongo katikarai au a mai siriki. Kiribas Voice FM 104.6 Anda da yung ganis Saro kondor kongora Are saran na Pate liko sese non ea Saro na kaya ngani Iron iya fale tau Ayo open mente community Liko services South Trust Hey, kona Māori, tala flawa, pula vinaka, and welcome my friend. It is so lovely to have you on the line. Ia whale tau, kona Māori, ko wara.
Yeah, hi, kona Māori, Charles. Always good to be here on the program doing our legal sessions for all our listeners out apologize for not doing our session last week, but it's good that we're here continuing with our program and giving that information that's relevant to our people and our listeners.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Let's talk about the topic you have already prepared for our listeners. And we are talking about immigration. Why talking about Vistas sponsorship this time?
Yes, yeah, that's right. So today we'll be talking about visitor visas and sponsorship, looking specifically into immigration. This is just a relevant topic that I thought we'd talk about just because there'll be a lot of family and friends wanting to come into New Zealand and visit other family members who are living here. Basically, we'll just talk about visitor visas and also sponsorship obligations and what it is. If you're wanting to sponsor someone, what are your responsibilities?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad you touched again on the topic because as I relayed the message in my language and I ensured our listeners that the topic is a great something to learn because of course this time that people are moving for vacation and visiting their families during this time of the year. Now, please go through the topic and explain to our listeners what are the requirements.
Yeah, so in order to be granted a visitor visa, you must meet the generic requirements for a temporary visa. So basically what you need to do is you need to lodge an application form, and this is usually found through the Immigration New Zealand website. You must also be something called a bona fide applicant. So basically a bona fide applicant means a person who is coming into New Zealand for the reasons or the purpose of their visa. So for example, if you're coming on a visitor visa, you must be a bona fide applicant, meaning you must come to New Zealand as a visitor and not with the intention to work and not with the intention to overstay your visa. So basically being a bona fide applicant is one of the main requirements that immigration have when it comes to applying for visitor visas. You must also meet the generic health and character requirements. So you must be of good health and of good character. So basically you will be of good health if you're not likely to be a burden to the New Zealand health system. So if you've got a medical condition that's likely to be a burden to the system, under the policy you're not likely to meet the health requirements. You also need to meet the character requirements, meaning you must not have any convictions. If you do have convictions, you must declare it to immigration and request for something called a character waiver. On top of this requirement, Charles, you must also have funds in order to show Immigration New Zealand that when you come to New Zealand, that you're able to support your own stay. If this is not the case, then you'll need to get a sponsorship, somebody to sponsor you. And we'll talk about when somebody can sponsor you and how they can sponsor you if that's the case. So sometimes immigration will also require you to show a return ticket when you apply for your visitor visa just to show that you've got a set date of when you're likely to return back to your country. Obviously when you come on your visitor visa, you can always extend the visitor visa. So Immigration New Zealand do know that even though you show a return ticket, there may be a change in circumstances which may require you to stay in New Zealand longer, and therefore you may be able to extend your visitor visa. So again, you must be coming to New Zealand for a lawful purpose. So basically meaning when you come to New Zealand and whatever you've stated in the application form, that's the purpose that you must come to New Zealand for and not anything else. So like we said before, when you come to New Zealand on a visitor visa, these are the things that you're allowed to do. So you're only allowed to visit as a tourist. Visit family or relatives. You can play sports or perform in a cultural event without pay. You can enter New Zealand to get married on a visitor visa, so long as you state your partnership at the time you apply for your visitor visa and that you're intending to marry once you get into New Zealand. Again, this is very important that you state your partner if you are coming to New Zealand to get married, because later on, for example, if you apply for a visa under partnership, these are the sort of information that immigration will be looking at. So they'll be looking at the past declarations on your visas. So it's important that if you are in a partnership and you're coming to New Zealand wanting to get married, that you state your partner in that in your original application form, because it would help you in later applications if you apply for any on the partnership. So under the visitor visa, it also allows you to undertake short-term study, so you can study a maximum of up to 3 months on a visitor visa. If you are wanting to study over 3 months, then you must apply for something called a student visa, which we will touch base on later on in our in our sessions. So if you're wanting to study more than 3 months, you must actually apply for a student visa.
And now let's go back to the application requirements. You said that you need to declare your police or history. Now, would that impact your application to be accepted coming on a visitor's permit?
On a visitor's permit, it depends on what the conviction is. So some convictions are very serious, where immigration would say would likely decline your visa. So if you're looking at serious offences, you're probably looking at if you've been sentenced to imprisonment for that conviction or anything like that. Those sorts of character issues immigration does take very seriously. So if it's like minor traffic charges, it's not necessarily going to have a big impact on your application.
But do you still need to declare them?
You still need to declare convictions, yes. So in the visitor visa application form, there's actually questions there on the form that ask whether you've been convicted of any offences. And so if you answer yes to that, you have to actually declare what those convictions were, how old they, how long ago they were, and what sentence you received for that offence. So when it comes to declaring those convictions, yes, you must declare it, because if you don't declare it to Immigration New Zealand, you can be found to be concealing information, and immigration, or that's also a character require, and that's also a character issue that immigration have. If you're providing misleading or concealing information from them, it's not something that they take lightly. So I guess the answer to your question is, if you've got a conviction, you must declare it to Immigration New Zealand, or else you will face the consequences of either being either misleading or misinforming immigration, which will not help your application at the end of the day.
Now, in terms of the application as well, you bonafide the applicant. So what age are you eligible to apply on your own?
So with the visitor visa, you're seen as an adult once you turn 16. So you are able to sign your own application form once you turn the age 16. So once you're of the age, you should be able to be the principal applicant in those applications.
Okay. How long can someone remain in New Zealand on a visa?
So usually visitors to New Zealand are limited to a maximum stay of 9 months. So however, immigration can allow you to stay up to 12 months if you can show that you have financially supported yourself. So again, you can maximum that they generally give is 9 months. However, you can go up to 12 as long as you can prove that you self-funded your stay. So there's an immigration policy that says that you are allowed to stay a total of no more than 9 months in an 18-month period. So basically, if you have stayed in New Zealand for 9 months or more, within an 18-month period, you must remain outside of New Zealand for 12 months before a further application or visitor visa may be approved. So it's important that once you arrive in New Zealand and if you apply for further extensions, that you count the time period of how long you've actually been in New Zealand for, because that will actually affect future applications that you have if you're wanting to extend it. So like I said, if you've stayed in New Zealand for 9 months or more, you must remain outside of New Zealand for 12 months before any further applications can be approved or may be approved for a visitor visa.
And why do they do that?
Basically, it's just a policy that Immigration New Zealand has. It's just to ensure that when people come to New Zealand that they do only come for a temporary stay, meaning they're not staying here for the long term. So if you are intending to stay in the long term, then you'll probably need to apply for residence, not a temporary visa. So it's basically a policy issue that immigration has, just to ensure that when people say that they're coming for a temporary stay, that they will be here for a temporary stay and that they're not staying long-term or that they're not likely to overstay their visa if they do or if they are granted a further visa in the future.
Oh, great. Who can be a sponsor? Let's look at the sponsorship.
So we spoke about sponsorships before. So unless the person applying can meet their funds, somebody would need to sponsor you. So a person who can sponsor you is can be a New Zealand citizen or hold a New Zealand resident class visa. It can also be an organization. So these are organizations that are registered through the companies or incorporated society or charitable trust. Organizations, a government agency can also sponsor you as well, but it depends on what it is that you're actually coming for. A sponsor must not be a sponsor for the purposes of receiving a financial reward or fee. So if you're sponsoring somebody into New Zealand under the immigration policy, you must not be receiving a fee or requesting for payment of their sponsorship. So the sponsor must not have previous convictions under immigration law and have any outstanding debts to the Crown as a result of a previous arrangement, sponsorship arrangement, have previously breached sponsorship obligations or become bankrupt or incarcerated. So these are the things that will stop you from being a sponsor. So if you've sponsored somebody else before and they haven't left New Zealand, you may not be able to sponsor another family member. So it's very important that if you are sponsoring somebody to come into New Zealand, that they do return once their visa expires, because it can actually affect you as a sponsor from sponsoring other family members and friends if they do want to come to New Zealand as well later on in the future.
And let's look at the responsibilities of sponsors.
So once you agree to become a sponsor, you have to make sure that the person has financial support when they come into New Zealand. So these are things like food, clothing and healthcare, or things that are necessary for their health and welfare while in New Zealand. You as the sponsored person must also provide suitable accommodation for the duration of their stay. So this may be whether you provide it directly or whether you are paying for it. So you as a sponsor must or has responsibilities to make sure that there's person is financially looked after and also has suitable accommodation. As a sponsor, you must also have a guarantee. So this is a guarantee to provide cost of any airfare to make sure that the person returns back when their visa expires. If they refuse to pay it themselves, or they don't have the funds to pay it themselves. You must also, there's also a guarantee on you as a sponsor that if the person comes to New Zealand and is deported, you may be liable for that deportation cost. And also if they do come to New Zealand and undertake any health services in New Zealand, then you as a sponsored person, for example, will be liable to pay those debts. So usually this is quite common. For example, if a family member comes from overseas and they're expecting to have a child and they have the child in New Zealand, then you as a sponsor will be liable to pay those medical costs, and it can cost up to $10,000. So it is a lot of money. And so therefore it's very important that you as a sponsor understand that you have responsibilities when the person you're sponsoring comes into New Zealand.
And now let's look at the scenario where a sponsor preaches the conditions or the sponsorship.
Yeah, so if you fail to carry out the responsibilities, the sponsored person will be in breach of their visa conditions and they may themselves become liable for deportation. So if you fail to carry the responsibilities, the sponsored person incurs a cost to the New Zealand government or a third party to cover any part of their maintenance, accommodation or return travel. You as a sponsor will be responsible for repaying those costs. So if you fail to repay the cost incurred by the sponsored person, for example, a debt that is owed to the New Zealand government or a third party, this can be enforced against you in the New Zealand courts, and this debt remains your responsibility until it is repaid, even if the sponsored person is no longer in New Zealand or is in New Zealand unlawfully or even has a new visa. So being a sponsor, you're basically guaranteeing to pay anything that's likely to come out as a cost to this person if they do come to New Zealand. And so obviously if you breach your sponsorship undertaking, whether there's a debt or not, you may not be able to sponsor again in the future. So that's what I was talking about in the beginning, basically about if you're sponsoring somebody and they remain here unlawfully, that will actually stop you actually enable you to sponsor anybody else in the future.
That's a legal obligations and no escape from there. Any final words you would like to share with our listeners from the topic?
Yeah, I think just to our listeners out there, it is a season where family and friends will be traveling and are wanting to travel into New Zealand. But I think it's important if you are a New Zealand citizen or resident, likely to sponsor somebody, that you understand your obligations and your responsibilities when it comes to sponsorships. Because it can actually affect you in the future if you are wanting to sponsor other family and friends who come here. Again, if you are wanting further legal advice or assistance with immigration or anything to do with family or any law in general, you can actually contact us. Our phone number is 09-274-4966. Again, that's 09-274-4966 if you need legal advice on any matters that you have in relation to family, immigration, employment, and also wills and trust. That's our number if you do need to make contact with us.
Yeah, oh, sweet. And what's your opening hours or what's your office hours during the Christmas break?
Yes, our Christmas break, we're open from 9 to 5. We do close our office on the 20th of December. So any time between now and then, we should be able to assist you.
Well, folks, you've been listening to Hia Faletau, our legal educator on the program. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Tofa Soifua. You have a great way, a great week, eh?
And thank you.
We'll catch up again. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. Pane te meroro yon te vistas visa ng kami nata ng oran manan kiri ba si kam ko na nagon na iya abis kita nagon na iya website www.clsstlaw.com kam ko na tara po niyan te number 0927449666 the number 2744966. Kona meru men panan kiri best voice arata ingai hai tapi wa mini sa roro kona tan do kin ta kongora ayu au kan tan ga pare ke pokam men te meru ro wale te kina hi afale tau ska kana kona ban ga nan kamu na nokum nara website are te planetaudio.org.nz/kiribas akamona ga ne nongora ga nen tanan episodes yon the immigration get the legal session. Anta tayo na katanga tukon at tukon na are isa na pendi daya pan na wawi ko yai main popon dar tay mga nanya auri nga panika ka tukon na bang eh ito isu ko na pan panan kita pa si yon the Pacific Media Network are the kisaran na pa the PMN kita pa si kakano ko tukon ora ane pun man tiyaw tabuin na nika ka tukon na bang ni kara ko tiyaw wawan ting nga pong awan ni kani korona ki ironita tu ni tata yo wanga yeten Charles te ano ka kiata the weekend ayo ay the one of the one I can to away and ngami ngami te na sin miang ngami na sin miang yo New Zealand ah ngami te to kamora na punta boy ki kamora me ye wow kain kitipas ke to kain te na sin miang yo New Zealand ana korawa ye buka maru bukin te recipe me awa kauring ayen dokon te buka yon putaitari mamakin takawuan po kan diyan nga ako kamutong kami ikan na to kamasan nung tinurong to kamasan nang natana pero ngunong ngunong tatari mamakin ndokon to ito po kan takawuan diyan nga ba tinurong ngunong arati akin na kito ito karaki o apun arawata kain putatari ay ki ibuwa may awiya apun na yan na nakaidiri matua di sa pen ari kaysan ipagkili niya ang tauturo niya te tenan nasin putetari makin ano koroy te yan nanganang te yan te yan te nan te nanganangan na tenan yun bukin tabuaka pa ito pe wari o arawatari Yang kan yang tadi kayu orang kan yang New Auckland, oh anak orang kan yang bukan Meru. Di sini yang tetapu di tetapu air lagi pada di Temarai hari yang Petty Road di Pukukoi. Ayo nak kita nonton program mana pada nanti kan mampu ayo. Wabi me 1 November ni kalau kuat tetapas wabi me 1 November. Jadi di camp di Temarai. Wah, di kanon tetayan ni pun di tekan buah, di kura-kura di potak ini nama rakyat tekan metak tepat di termain termain yang, oh di temaruru yang apa iruai karena ko kena pergi karena rukun apa tetayan, ah yang mana nak di buka merun tetayu pun di lundi Auckland Council dan terapata di communities the creative communities scheme, ah terapata di manurewa local board. Ayo ngan dai pun ti kan ko ngwa kim na pang ki ti be mi tena pano kim o ti ko ko no kim kam kana ka ta be mi ya kam ya ra ni kam ti ri ta kim na sin mi ang ni bu ka ba ruwa ya pung ngai mon ta ka wa ki ti ka ru ngai en ta ka spi ngai me au ang kai ti ri ka yo ta ka spi me au an lik mon ro kon ti ta ka wan pu ka yo am ta ta ri o e ko ra wa ki ti bu ka na ro yo pa ka ko ta an ti to ka ni kai ma ti ra u o ti ro i Atau kau kira ilu yang kau minta dari mana atau kan kau ingin atau kita bukan terkawan jangan apa. Oh, anda kan orang yang terkawan mana kalian berapa gayu? Kalau kau terkawan kau tetapas. Aku nama orang yang panah kiri pas. Oh, tetapi orang kan isan yang orang panah naraon kau metuk kurang nari isan di ni isan peri pada kata orang. Nama orang apa? Sama orang oki lu kan apa kan yang demi kau ngurayu? Nak tanya nak pesta tani ye? Ada ni kakak tua kata ni pun. Ti, ini pun itu orang netiawa. Asal orang mungkin terkawan kau ngai. Tchau. Okay? Tapi orang komen semanggi otik kan? Oh, seru kan apa tu kita kongra? Kurangi lara pada kita ini kan dengan orang yang tinggal di weekend. you men banana kidibas. We have come to the show, and thank you so much for your great company. We are coming back again the same time next week on the Kidibas Voice with Charles. You have a great week, and take a ride.